The Secretary-General said that some progress had been made in recent years in stabilising the troubled eastern area of the DRC, but called on the Council to come up with tangible recommendations for disarming and demobilising fighters there.
There is no doubt that eliminating negative forces will be more challenging if these forces continue to harvest and trade natural resources from the region. The illegal exploitation and trade in natural resources is worth billions of dollars. It is urgent that these economic lifelines are cut.
The Secretary General called on governments in the region to instead use their natural resources for developing their countries, but acknowledged that with violence on the rise, the most vulnerable must come first. In the DRC alone, he said, 7.5 million need humanitarian help, including more than 1.5 million internally displaced. The deterioration of neighbouring Burundi was another huge concern, he said, with a million needing assistance and refugees from there spilling into DRC, Rwanda, Tanzania, Uganda and Zambia.
Under no circumstance should the states use refugees for political purposes. It is also our shared responsibility to prevent the militarization of refugee settlements, which must retain their civilian character.
Mr. Ban said that peace and security could only be solidified with economic resilience and the bolstering of communities across the region. He singled out the optimism generated at the region's private sector investment conference last month and announced that Monday marked the launch of the UN's Regional Strategic Framework Initiative. Vijay Pillai, senior advisor to the Africa region of the World Bank, said they would be playing their part in helping the economy grow.
We call on national and international partners that ensuring peace and stability is an urgent need for the region. Only then can the people of the region get the full benefits of the development cooperation. The World Bank Group had committed to providing $1.2 billion in additional resources for regional solutions in the Great Lakes. Today, I'm pleased to report that we are well advanced in approving regional projects for this full amount.
The UN Special Envoy for the Great Lakes region, Saeed Jinnit, emphasised that major gains had been made across the region, but they were uneven and often at the expense of the most vulnerable. He called on renewed efforts, in particular dealing with sexual violence against women and girls. Speaking through an interpreter, he summed it up this way.
The Great Lakes region is at a crossroads. Laudable efforts have been made by its leaders and its peoples to leave behind the instability that it has faced for a long time now and to lay the foundations for sustainable development and peace. As with any period of transition, it is still vulnerable to going backwards. It is therefore essential that the gains of peace and democracy in the region be consolidated.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.